So you're a successful businessman, but you've never run for office. Why now and why run for governor?
Well, I love Illinois. I've been here for over 30 years. It's not just a place where I work. It's a place where I live and raise my four kids. And Sheila and I want those kids to have great jobs and long careers in our state. And that's becoming a more challenging every day. And I think unless the governor balances a budget and starts to turn the state around, we're going to have a difficult time for the next generation.
And of course, Governor Bruce Rauner ran for office as a successful businessman as well. And you're from neighboring communities up in the Chicago suburbs. How would your approach differ if you were governor?
In every part of my life, I've always worked by bringing people together, whether that's a volunteer at the nation's largest food bank, the Greater Chicago Food Depository, which really relied on volunteer support, or in my role at the Chicago Convention and Tourism Bureau, which had over 2,000 volunteer members that built that bureau into the strongest in the country, or my work at Pop Box Foods, where we bring people together to help each other. In all of those aspects, I've worked with others, and they've done things with me, not because I paid them, but because we together did something inspiring. And I think the working with others is what's missing in this state. Governor Rauner sees negotiation as failure. He sees compromise as surrender. And that's not the way to look at leadership.
So we're in this unprecedented budget stalemate now. What would you do to have the two sides come together and work together in the state?
I'd set aside that turnaround agenda immediately and not make that the first goal, the premier goal, the only goal. I'd make having a budget the goal. And I think every small business and large corporation would appreciate that. Nothing's more important to companies than stability and predictability from the government. That's what they want. The items on the turnaround agenda, they probably don't make the top 50 list for most small businesses.
And how is your relationship with House Speaker Michael Madigan?
I have a good relationship with much of the leadership in the state, and I think it's important to be able to work with others. I think one of the things that Bruce Rauner hasn't done is he hasn't adopted the great leadership tactics of people like Lyndon Johnson or Ronald Reagan, a great Republican example there from our state, too. And in both those cases, they were never afraid to meet with others, not just the leadership, but individual members of the House and Senate, to bring them along and cajole them, but more importantly, to listen to them, to understand how a particular policy or a budget decision will impact the people in each of those districts, because after all, it is those state reps and state senators that are closest to the people who make up our state.
We're a little over a year away from the primary election. As a Kennedy, you, of course, have the name recognition. But what's your strategy for reaching those downstate voters? Since you are based in Chicago, what would your message be for the Quad Cities, for example?
Well, I'd say we're pretty much all in the same boat together in Illinois. First, I'd say, we're not like the people in Indiana where we have a single identity as Hoosiers. This state is made up of lots of distinct communities, and there's no reason to try to make them all homogenous, make them all the same. We should tease out the unique things, the great things about each individual town, and promote it. I don't know about you, but on the eastern side of the state, we're bombarded every day with advertisements to come vacation and enjoy Michigan, and you probably have the same thing going on for Wisconsin and Iowa, and yet there's no promotion of the great tourism and family vacation sites in Illinois. You have great colleges and universities in the Quad Cities, and the governor of the state is cutting the funding for those universities and destroying the very economic engines that can help drive the economy in the future. It's not good enough to graduate these kids from college. They need jobs and an economy where they can work in our state long term.
And what's your approach then for the next year or so? Is it going to be a grassroots approach? Are you going to be in up and down the state traveling from east to west?
Yeah, very much so. And I mean, I came from a political family, and we did a lot of events as kids and as teenagers and young adults. And I like campaigning. I like being around other people, so I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, you have had experience with other family members. And how would your approach be different, or how are you going to try to use that to your advantage maybe in this campaign?
Well, this is a big state, a lot of ground to cover, and I hope my own children, my wife Sheila, and then we're both from very large families. I'm Sheila's got about 30 first cousins. I've got about 50, and I hope they'll all come and knock on doors and do the things that are critically important to any campaign.